www.thebrandonbeat.com.
Nothing new coming out of Washington. Sad to say. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight, if you've never heard us before. We kind of zig and zag all over the place. You're welcome to throw in your two cents. In fact, we encourage it. It's the overnight highway of conversation, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Those are the numbers. Keep them handy if you want to jingle them if you feel so moved. Perhaps you have an answer for this debt crisis. We can't go back in time. I've said that a couple of different times. One of my favorite phrases is you can't freeze time. So what happened in the past, it doesn't matter. We got to move forward. We got to figure out what is the solution. The solution is we can't continue to spend like drunken sailors who finally get leave after being on a boat for 8 months. That can't happen anymore because it's true. The more debt you get into, the harder it is to get out of it. Ask anybody who has serious credit card debt. My goodness, you hear debt solutions littered all over the airwaves for good reason. Because people are desperate and have a sinking, sick feeling when month after month they can barely pay the minimums and they realize that this is always going to be hanging over them. The same thing is happening in Washington. It is hanging over us. It is. So now this bipartisan cooperation is dead in the water. Are markets going to crumble? Are mortgage rates going up? What else is going to happen? Credit cards. I mentioned credit cards. Are the interest rates on the credit cards going to go sky high? I think a lot of that is fear-mongering. Because you stir the pot, you see. And there's frustration now from John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and, of course, from the President, because they don't understand that people aren't playing along. For Boehner, he's frustrated with the Tea Party because the Tea Party activists, the vocal people, are saying, no. We just want spending to be cut, and we're drawing the line in the sand here, and all the people that we helped get elected, we're calling their office, we're blowing out the phone lines and saying, don't you dare go with the Boehner plan. You stick to not raising the debt ceiling. And I don't think that those people that were elected with the push from the Tea Party, I don't think they're going to vote the Boehner package or proposal in. I don't think that's going to happen. So just remember, it's August 2nd. We'll be on the air. Even if it's Armageddon, we'll be here for sure. I don't know. Maybe we'll hand out some Monopoly money if that's what our money is going to be worth. I guarantee I have a suitcase of it somewhere. Meaning the real Monopoly money, by the way. Anyway, Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, who had a busy day putting out fires, being bombarded by questions from all directions the entire day about what's happening in Congress, what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And he answered those questions. Here's what he said, just a little snippet. On getting the bills taken care of.
We're the United States of America. There are other, you know, we pay our bills. We honor our obligations. We grow our economy and we create jobs. It's time to do that and focus on the important things.
Okay. So we can still grow jobs. Here's the thing. No matter what happens with the debt ceiling, why is everything in our world attached to that? Everything. Your lawn isn't going to get watered. Your dogs aren't going to get walked. We're all in trouble if this doesn't happen on August 2nd. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean. Here's Senator Patty Murray talking about the fact that she's a Democrat, the fact that she's got some angry, angry folks that don't want to see this go down in a certain way. Take a listen.
They are really concerned. They are scared. They cannot understand why this problem isn't getting solved. And they're demanding that Congress get together, compromise, and get this done.
Okay, so there's no compromise in sight. So forget about the idea of the compromise right now, unless that comes at the ninth hour. As long as you've got the Boehner situation, you have Harry Reid with his plan, you've got the Senate stacked with Democrats who have the upper hand in the vote, and you have the House stacked with Republicans who are splintering off, I don't think anything goes through there, because Boehner would have to have more Democrats in his pocket for his deal to go through. It looks like we really, seriously, are at an impasse. We've said that before. In the past 4 months, what's happened? Remember, there was going to be a government shutdown. The government was going to shut down. And who knew? This happened during the Clinton administration for 6 days. And would it be shut down for 6 days? And, in fact, I personally was affected by it because I had a friend that was coming into town from Philly, works for the government, was going to visit. It was just, you know, on business, but we would have dinner or whatever. A longtime friend. And their trip was canceled because the government was going to be shut down, or they thought it was too close to the time when they were leaving that it would be shut down. So the trip didn't happen. So I didn't get my sausage and peppers from Philly. And those of you who are Italian know exactly what I mean. So I've seen this drama played out before. Remember, it was really in the ninth hour. Suddenly there was a deal announced. So we're doing the same thing again, but this time it's really, really hardball. And last time, I thought they would possibly solve it and it would be in the waning moments, which did happen. But in this case, it's really not looking good. I think nothing happens and August 2nd comes and all this feuding over the debts ceiling bills and where, how do we pay for it, and what about spending cuts versus getting revenue, raising revenue. There's no question the Democrats want to raise revenue through fees, through taxes, through closing up loopholes, absolutely. And there's no question the Republicans are saying spending cuts attached to other things. But the cuts don't go deep enough to really solve the crisis. It's not, I mean, whatever the crisis, it's not going to be averted. So what are the dangerous consequences if it's not raised? What does that mean? The stuff that's being thrown out there, or is it something different, or is it just hocus pocus, or is it just something to get us all riled up and demand that there's bipartisan cooperation? Yeah, food for thought. Stay with us. We're kicking a can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
All right, let's go to the money side of all of this. The Treasury is saying that, hey, America, we just want to throw in our 2 cents again for the 150th time and tell you that we don't have the money to back up what everybody's saying on these talk shows, and meaning people calling in and guests saying this and whatnot, but we really don't have the money. We're not playing politics here. The tax revenue is not there. We don't have it. So this is pretty dangerous. If you want to take the risk and roll the dice and pretend we're at the craps table, go ahead and do it. But if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we're stuck. We're stuck if we don't do it. This is according to the Treasury. Nothing to do, right? Yeah, nothing to do with politics. Okay. But we don't have the money to pay this. That's not true. We can pay on the interest. They could pay on the interest. I am certain of it, that they could do that. So you have the conservatives that we were just mentioning balking at the Boehner proposal because they're saying, look, it just doesn't go far enough. How do you ensure that we'll get a balanced budget in the future? You're just throwing the chips down while you have something to bargain with. And the Congressional Budget Office, by the way, is saying that his bill would only cut deficits by $850 billion over the next decade, not the $1.2 trillion that he was originally saying. So Boehner shot back immediately and said, well, I'll find it. I'll tweak it. I'll make sure it's there. I'll add the sweetener. So when push comes to shove, is there going to be enough votes there for this? Are they going to have enough votes when this all comes around? And the answer is it's tight, because I don't think Boehner, I already said this at the top, I don't think he's going to have enough to push it unless somebody changes their mind. The Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, says only Boehner's plan would resolve the crisis that would allow us to avoid defaulting without raising taxes and to cut spending budget gimmicks. And I guess it depends on who you believe. There is a lot of backdoor maneuvering, a lot of backdoor discussions on this. And you have the budget director who is flying around all over the place trying to put a lid on some of these numbers that don't add up. That was the other thing. The budget office said that the plan in the Senate would save $2.2 trillion over a decade, so that's less than the $2.7 that also was promised there. Because, you know, you look at the savings from winding down the wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, when that's taken out of it, the CBO is saying it would save $840 billion, and that's what the number would be. I'll tell you, all the numbers to me, when you think of the $14 trillion, everything just seems like a drop in the bucket, doesn't it? Like, you've got to be kidding me. It's you know what it's like? It's like if you have $150,000 in debt because you went to medical school and then you found out, geez, you really didn't like being a doctor and how could you spend your whole life being a doctor? But, ooh, you have all these medical bills to pay back and you're working at a job that you love, 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 but you're getting paid $22,000. Well, the numbers don't add up. Even though you might be passionate about what you're doing, how are you going to pay off that? How are you going to pay off that debt? And that's the question. I mean, forget all this other nonsense. The bottom line is, how do we completely pay off the debt? How do we get out of this situation so that 10 years from now, some talk show host isn't preaching and jumping on the soapbox and re-examining the same old thing as to whether or not we can move forward, we can't move forward? I forget that. It's a waste of our breath. By the way, and I got a note from somebody who said in the Philippines they're having some problems. They've got a tropical storm, and that tropical storm that moved through the Philippines on Wednesday left a lot of destruction. 27 people were killed, more than 60 injured, or they're just flat out missing. And this tropical storm made landfall at a weird time. It was going like 10 miles an hour. It dragged through parts of a major intersection, and then the winds finally died. But think about the huts and things that they're living in, and the timing of this storm couldn't be worse. So they had an emergency meeting in the Philippines, and they tried to figure out, well, we got to assess what's wrong. We got to do stored damage, because it's not that we weren't expecting to not have this problem. But I don't think that storm was going to be the problem that they were going to have to deal with. Gusts of 60 miles an hour. Ooh. Boy, that's when you really start to run for the hills. 60 mile an hour winds. If you stand out there in 35 mile an hour winds, you'll feel it. I can't even imagine doubling that amount. And this is what we feared going into the season. How close would the hurricanes come? How close would tropical storms come that would cause problems for the United States? Because remember, it's all about those weather patterns, rather, and how they form. And I'll tell you, some people in part of the country, they don't want a tropical storm, but they would welcome some rain relief from all of the 100, 105, 103, whatever it feels like. Doesn't matter, anything over 100. If there's humidity and you're sweltering, that's it pretty much. And that's a description of a lot of places, more than, again, I think I can remember. It's always hot in the summer, but there's hot and then there's hot. And right now we're in hot. And there's not too much you can do about it. You just got to ride it out. So in talking about Mother Nature, as I say, always we have to mention that on America Tonight because there's always some funky thing going on somewhere. So you had the tropical storm in the Philippines, sadly, that killed 27 people, injured 60 more. And then you've got some incredible rain that fell in South Korea. They say historic, breaking all kinds of records, massive downpours. And it was rained Wednesday through Thursday morning across parts of the of South Korea, of the country. Ooh, what a disaster that would be, huh? South Korea. And they're also mentioning that five neighborhoods on the outskirts of Seoul were under evacuation orders. And they were trying to get electricity up. The typical thing that you see in a storm, trying to get electricity up, that they had 116 homes without power, and then the number shot up again. Ooh, that's stressful. Major, major, major traffic disruptions around part of the city. That was also part of the problem, people not being able to see where they were going or being caught in that backup. So not good. South Korea typically has a rainy season during the summer, not this time of year. They don't normally get that. There's no cool off. Here, at least, there's a cool off and there's no sweat to this. But when you think of terror violations and whatnot and threats, it would be pretty scary if you were part of the South Korean military, which the United States is on that parallel, the 38th parallel. And so they're right in the thick of it and could easily be mobilized. But the when you think about the amount of people you would have to move and the time, that would be the thing. Where are they maneuvering? How many are you talking about? All of that stuff that goes into it. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, please, 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 please share them with us. All you have to do is go to the website, look for americatonight.net, click on the mail, and then boom, you're into the mailbag, and send us whatever it is that you want to send us, where we can get great fruit cake. I mean, can you believe, really, what do we have left? August, September, October, November, December, really? 5 months and it's Christmas already? Woo, time flies.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. In this week's edition of For Your Health, here come the generics. That's right. Did you know in the next 14 months or so, seven of the world's best-selling drugs, and we're including Lipitor and Plavix, will get some serious competition with the explosion of the generics and the expiration dates set on those patents for drugs like Lipitor and Plavix, as I mentioned. So what happens now? What does that mean? The cost goes down for the patients and the companies, but what does it all mean to you and to me? It's a very big pleasure to welcome to the show Dr. Mitchell Brooks. Doc, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Kate. You?
I'm good, thank you. And, you know, you're a doctor, but the main one of the main things I think that people, for some reason in this country, I don't know if we just don't get it or we're just a little lazy or what it is, but why don't people take the responsibility for their health, like their weight and all those other factors? Why don't they put it on their own shoulders? I don't understand that. You're a doctor, so you've seen this, I'm sure, over the years. And have you seen the way people take care of themselves deteriorate?
Yeah, I think people take care of themselves like a rental car, you know? I mean, there's no personal responsibility. And the answer to your question, I think, is really simple. They have no skin in the game. It doesn't cost them anything. Most people think that because they have insurance that they pay a copay and that's all they have to worry about. That's not in fact the case, but that's perception, and as you know, perception is reality. And because people really don't have noticeable skin in the game, there's no incentive for them to take care of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, by the way. And looking at what's going on now, too, with the generics, as we sort of go in that direction here, that's what some people are saying. Wow, you know, now I'm going to be able to pay a lot less, so give me the generics.
But what happens when a better drug comes along,
yeah,
that has less side effects? You know, Lipitor has a substantial amount of side effect, not the least of which is muscle cramping. And the muscle cramping can be pretty severe. And I'm sure that if you ask 10 or 15 people who take Lipitor, four or five of them have muscle cramping with which they put up. But down the road with the new genome, with our ability to decipher the genome, there are going to be better and better drugs that are coming out. And these drugs that are now generic will be supplanted by better drugs and drugs that will not be generic. So it's kind of like this ongoing vicious cycle.
Yeah, and the ongoing vicious cycle is about profits for the drug companies, isn't it?
Well, sure, that's part of it. I mean, but I think, to be fair, it's easy to beat up the drug companies, and it's easy to say, oh, well, they don't have a right to make a profit. But if we really are honest and take a look at the drug companies, you know, they invest nearly $70 billion in drug development. And think about the number of jobs that they provide. Mm. And the United States government, through the Federal Drug Administration, makes the development of those drugs burdensome and onerous. And there's a tremendous amount of paperwork involved, a tremendous amount of administrative costs, so that the cost to bring a new drug to the market in the United States is substantially more than bringing a drug to the market in other countries. And I'm not speaking for the drug companies, but I am speaking for fairness and to look at things that are not as simple as they first may seem. And if you're a shareholder in a drug company, I'm sure you certainly have that bent. So it's just not as easy as it seems. And not only that, as Americans, we want the newest, the latest, and the greatest. And that doesn't come without a cost.
So yeah, no kidding. You and I were talking about this actually earlier in the day before you jumped on for the interview. We were talking about Canada, and we have a lot of people listening to us in Canada all over the place, including in Montreal. Sam in Montreal calls us a lot. We have Alan Canada calls us and a slew of other people. And they would say this, Doc, that their healthcare system isn't so great. This whole push about, gee, what's wrong with the healthcare system? Shouldn't it be more like Canada or Europe, what you're seeing in England? And you made, in your comments to me, and you were dead on, you talked about the population. I mean, really, you're talking about 37 million versus how many? 310 million in the United States? And there's no comparing that.
Well, it's not even the numbers. You're talking about the kind of society as well. I mean, I lived in Canada for 13 years, and I did my medical school, and I was a family practitioner in Ontario for 3 years. So I know a little bit about what I'm speaking. And I will say to you that if you're going to talk about Canada, firstly, there are only 37 million people, number one. Number two, it's a society that believes in a strong central government as opposed to the rights of the individual, whereas we are a society that believes more in individual rights and states' rights than we do in a strong central government. And the Canadian society is, by and large, not a violent society. When I trained in Canada, if we saw one gunshot wound or two gunshot wounds a year in Toronto, which is now a city of, what, 6-7 million people, it was a lot. If you don't see one or two gunshot wounds in a half a day in New York City, then, you know, you're either unconscious or you're not doing your job. So we have – our problems are much more complex. Our society is much more diverse, and we're taking care of 310 million people. And so I think that when Canadians start talking about their healthcare system being superior, they need to start defining what they mean by superior. And then if we're talking about drugs – then if we talk about Canada and Great Britain, and I taught in Great Britain, and I've operated there, and if you're talking about those societies, in addition to France and Germany and the other socialized healthcare systems of the West, they take our research and development that we, the American taxpayer, support and we fund, and they get the drugs at considerably less cost than we do. And in order to make the profits that the drug companies have to make to warrant the research and development that they spend, they cost shift back onto us. So not only are we paying for the research and development that is keeping the Europeans and the Canadians in the best and latest and greatest drugs, but we're also bearing the cost of it on the other end. So we're getting it both ways. So something has to be done about that as well. And I think the United States government probably needs to stand pretty firm next to the drug companies and say, no, we're not going to sell these drugs to you at a substantially discounted price. We're going to sell them to our people at the same price we're going to sell to you. And if you infringe on our patents, then we're going to do what we need to do internationally, and we're going to take you to court, and we're going to do whatever is within our power as a country to do to prevent it. The mortality rates for cancer in Canada and Great Britain are high enough as it is. They don't need them to be any higher, and the productivity loss that would go along with loss of some of the better drugs and the more modern drugs would also impact their economy even more than it does in any case. So those are all issues that need to be considered.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was something that I read today about the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court ruling, and this was actually a little while ago, on pharmaceuticals, on the safety warnings. And it all centered around generics. It centered around the labels and whether or not a generic drug company could be sued for failing to actually strengthen its warning label beyond, you know, what they had beyond the branded versions. And what happened with the ruling, actually, it was a reversal saying, you know, that they upended it, as I mentioned. So that changes a lot of things as far as generics are concerned. And there's a worry among some doctors that the warnings won't be strong enough. What do you make of that?
Well, we do know, for instance, that there are certain drugs that we really don't want our patients taking that are generic. This we know. For instance, if you take the blood thinner Coumadin, we want people to take the brand name Coumadin. Warfarin is not as effective as Coumadin. That's been shown. If you're on an anti-rejection drug, if you have a transplant, there's a drug called Neoral. And we don't want people not taking Neoral. We know that the generic is not as effective. What you need to look for in a generic is that the generic is made in a factory that is an FDA-approved factory. Most people don't know that all the Lipitor is not made. There's no Lipitor made in the United States. I think most of it is made in Ireland, I believe. Mm. I don't quote me on that, but I believe that's the case. But those factories are all FDA-approved factories. And the same in most of the Western European countries, in Australia, in Canada. And in point of fact, the online pharmacies that people go to in the Bahamas or in the Caribbean, they are Canadian pharmacies. And they import drugs from factories in Europe that are FDA-approved factories, and all the drugs are sealed. You run into trouble when you get generics that are made in China or made in India, where you're not quite sure what's going into the drug. And I would probably include Mexico in that as well. So, I think it's important to be careful. It's important to consult your physician. Most doctors will be up on this kind of thing, and most doctors should know which generics are appropriate and which aren't.
Yeah, because certainly after what you just said, I'm sure some ears are perking up around the nation right now where they're, well, you know, they're just not thinking about that.
Well, you know, if you bite into some Lipitor and you get a piece of chicken beak, it's not really a good sign.
No kidding.
Probably not.
Dr. Mitchell Brooks, medical expert, we enjoyed the conversation. Will you come back
Thank
on with
you.
Us?
I'd be delighted to. Anytime you want to invite me, I'm delighted to accommodate you. You're a pleasant host.
Great. We'll do it again.
Thank you so much. Ma'am.
Laugh your way to a healthier lifestyle with Shira Lidwack, host of Eat, Exercise, Live on WebTalkRadio.net. Separate healthy lifestyle fact from fad and get started with great food and exercise and pure exhilaration, zero sacrifice. Brought to you by The Hair Club, the leader in hair loss solutions with over 95 locations. Not just changing looks, but changing lives. Change your life with The Hair Club and Shira on Eat, Exercise, Live, our holistic guide to fitness, fun, liberation, and reward on WebTalkRadio.net.
counterfeit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call, 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ali C.
At the end of this hour on America Tonight. So welcome. It's okay if you didn't wear black. I thought about this the other day. Tombstones, what they say, what they represent, and in the future, the fact that there won't be as many. When was the last time any of you listening to me, I'm curious about this, I'm serious, actually went to a cemetery? Have you been to a cemetery at all in your life? I know people that have never even been to a cemetery. Last one I went to, I looked around and noticed that most of the headstones didn't have epitaphs on them. They just would say son or daughter or loving mother or whatever it would be and then have the date. Some of them had photographs. Round photographs that look like those buttons, you know, that you take and you put on the stone. And some of them had flowers and some of them, frankly, had weeds growing around them. I was there for a funeral where it was the final, you know, last hurrah, if you will. And the cemetery was huge, but a lot of the stones I just happened to notice were old because I think more people are choosing not to be buried in cemeteries. They're going the cremation route. And then, sadly, probably some can't afford it. What do caskets cost? What's an average funeral cost for somebody? And I read earlier in this hour Ben Franklin's epitaph, which was very clever, and was vintage Franklin, you could just see him writing that somewhere and saying, this is what I want you to put on my stone. So I thought of a few. Jennifer Lopez somehow always seems to reinvent herself. Well, on her headstone, I think it would say, Jennifer Lopez, in love with love again and again and again, but live by the credo that it's better to have loved than to not have loved at all. Steven Spielberg, uber famous when he was a kid, running around doing little war movies with the camera he had. Grew up in Arizona. And could there be a more famous director? Certainly he makes the short list. Steven Spielberg, here lies the dream maker, probably rearranging scenes for the higher authority. Bernie Madoff. I don't know if a stone would survive with his name on it, but Bernie Madoff coulda, woulda, shoulda, unfortunately did. Screwed a lot of people out of a lot of money. There wouldn't be many tears for Bernie Madoff. Tiger Woods. Sweet and short, he carried a big stick. Hey, double entendre, think of it however you will. I'm referring to his golf clubs and the fact that he won so many majors but probably still won't break Jack Nicklaus's records with the way he's playing lately anyway. Ahmadinejad, does he need an introduction? The dictator of Iran. Who says, or who I think his headstone should read, spending eternity convincing the devil I'm not really a bad guy. Ralph Nader, looking for the best deal for the consumers in the afterworld. He'll never rest. Hugh Hefner, how many times does this guy get married or live with some woman? Hugh Hefner, never met a bunny he didn't like. Woody Allen, filmmaker. People know Woody Allen, right? Does he need an introduction? Oy vey. Oy vey. That sums it up for him. Bill O'Reilly. No spin zone. Of course. How easy was that? Anyway, I thought that'd be fun. Did anyone out there get it? You might have a few of your own. If you do, send them to me through the website americatonight.net. Just click on the mail, and that's how you be able to reach us. Or you can jingle these digits, but you better hurry before we exit. 800-259-5791. Switching from the funeral to something I like to call for real. Boy, there are a lot of for reals lately. And just skip everything that's going on in Washington. Here's a couple of good for reals. You know how I'm saying that, too. For real? For real? How about this athlete who decided he was going to pretend he was a student? He ended up getting 3 years in prison. 3 years in prison. I don't know. Does that seem out of whack to you? Let me explain a little bit more so that it might make a little more sense. You know, sometimes what happens, especially in situations where there's football to be had and cheerleaders to chase, you just don't want to let go of those high school days, right? It's too hard. So a former star athlete actually posed as a teenager so he could play high school basketball in West Texas. And he made a plea deal. They caught him. They made a plea deal. He was 23 years old. Made a plea deal, and he's going to go to prison was sentenced to prison anyway, for 3 years. How much actual time he does, you know, could get good behavior and all of that. But here's the thing that was bad. He was guilty of a couple of counts of sexual assault, 3 counts of tampering with government records, and he was playing one season at Odessa Permian High School, which is huge when it comes to football. There's a book out called Friday Night Lights. Remember, there was a television series based on the same thing. And he led the Panthers to a state playoff, but the team had to forfeit after a story unraveled. And then, you know, that as he was going on trial, he was accused of identity theft and sexual assault because he was posing as a teenager. And guess what? He was fooling around with a 15-year-old. So that's how they could really, really get him. But how shocking, I think, for the people around him, the Odessa people, when they looked into it, they initially cleared him. And what a high-profile case that ended up becoming. And you look at him, and to me, of course, some teenagers look older. But to me, you look at him, and I think he looked older. I don't think he looked like a teen, but they bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And then Odessa Permian paid the price, and I guess so did he in the end. Here's another for real for you. Casey Anthony, she needs no introduction either, right? After being cleared in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, for which I guess nobody will ever answer for that crime, she is now apparently really seriously shopping an interview to various networks. And the asking price supposedly is $150,000. So I wonder if anyone will pay $150,000 to interview Casey Anthony. You know, get the exclusive. What do you think she's possibly going to say? And then what I would be curious about is, if you have somebody interviewing her, is it no holds barred? And I don't know that she would do so well if you really got somebody good who knew how to just get in there and question her. So 11 days after she leaves a Florida jail, she and gets away from the media now, and the rumors are pretty, I think they're real, that she and some lawyers are looking at getting, and it's not, by the way, it's not $150,000, it's a $1.5 million. $150,000 was for something else that she was shopping. But $1.5 million, rather, for a television network. And apparently, there are some people that are interested. There's kind of a bidding war. Oh, I hope that's not true. That there's a bidding war. A bidding war. Remember, a couple of years ago, she got $200,000 for the rights to photos and video of her daughter, Kaylee. That's a lot of that you would see. And ABC paid $200,000 for that. NBC, CBS, wonder if they'll bite on that. Because, you know, they're after ratings. Ooh, that is a for real, isn't it?